I think it would be impossible to say why any one person goes down the road of addiction. I believe there are some people, and because of some gene, they're predisposed to go down the road of addiction if they take some addictive substances. I believe there are others, especially young people who grow up in an area where there are a lot of drugs, that very easily slip into it. I believe that there are people that take a drink or a drug for the amusement or for to get a kick out of it at the time, but it catches up on them and they ended up addicted. I believe that other people have traumatic things happen in their lives and they reach for drink. Sometimes people who can't cope with life reach for drink or drugs or go gambling. So I think it would be impossible to say why any one person goes down the road of addiction. But in my experience, I believe that the people who go down the road of addiction are the best of people. And it's just that they have some pain that they just can't cope with without reaching out for that drink or that drug or that visit to the bookie office or whatever, because there are various other addictions.
One of the tenets of Alcoholics Anonymous or Alcoholics Anonymous is, you know, to let go and let God, essentially. I mean, what role do you think faith has in helping people with addiction, or what role, if any, does it have in helping people?
I believe that a person needs what they speak about in the big book of AA as a spiritual recovery. Now, that doesn't mean that everybody has to be a Catholic by any means at all. It means that they need to get in touch with a higher power. And that if they need to get a higher power into their lives, because addiction is very lonely. And if the person knows that they have some higher power, for me, I'd have no problem with God and Our Lady. But I meet other people, great people, but they wouldn't be able to get that higher power. But they do need to have something that can help them along the road. That's why the AA book speaks about a spiritual awakening. And I would strongly believe that there has to be a spiritual recovery if the person is to have contented peace and sobriety.
And in your own work, would you see concrete examples of that? Would you see people reaching for some type of higher power, discovering that, and that really helping their addiction or helping them cope with whatever it was they were was troubling them before?
Most certainly, I see it constantly. I see that the person who can get the higher power into their lives, they are the people who will get well and stay well. They're not alone.
That's interesting, isn't it? But for people maybe who can't reach for that, or for people who can't quite get that concept into their lives, is there still hope for them, or how do they deal with their problem, or are there other ways of coping with addiction?
Of course there is. I would say to somebody who would have that difficulty, maybe their mother is no longer alive, maybe their father is no longer alive, maybe they had a bond with a grandparent, and I'd ask them to think, could they think of that person as their higher power? You know, that take this, any spiritual connotation out of it, they still can get a higher power.
Somebody almost to make proud, I suppose, is
yes.
The sort of that their behaviour would impress, or that they'd have to change their behaviour for and look up to. Yes.
The other thing I think about people with addiction, most people with addiction have a very poor opinion of themselves. They feel that they've been a failure. They feel that they're worthless. And I think if they're to recover, they need to begin to see that we're all good people. We're all made to the image and likeness of God. We all have a soul. And we're all capable of being really getting back to our goodness. And once a person begins to see that they're good and they can get well, then the road becomes much easier for them.
That's the issue of esteem is a huge one for people, isn't it? As you mentioned there, that they don't feel like that they're worth it, or
yes,
they have it within themselves to deal with things or to get well, maybe.
Yes. Several times you'll hear it, I'm no good, I'm a burden on my family, I'm the black sheep of the family, they'd be better without me even. So for recovery, that has to change around. They have to see their goodness. And while it may help somebody if I tell them they're good, it's much more important that they themselves begin to see their own goodness.
And that must be difficult, because potentially some people maybe have been ostracized by their family because of their addiction, or have been asked by their family to stay out of contact because of their addiction.
People come into treatment and they'll often tell you that their family don't want them, or their family don't want to do have anything to do with them. But as they go through treatment, very often they see that it's they built the walls. They wanted to be drinking on their own, or they wanted to be taking drugs on their own and gambling on their own. And they built that wall. And they're always, when they see people coming to their family day meetings, and they see somebody comes, they realize somebody cares, and all that helps them. We need to convey to the person in addiction and the person in recovery how good they are and how important they are, and that people care about them, and that they need to see their own goodness.